To recording. All right. And YouTube going. Podcast audio going. Liam Neeson. Apparently how his fucking name is spelled.
I should probably tweet that we're podcasting.
Oh, just, you can retweet the...
you.
Yeah. Yeah, I put the... I told you I was putting the...
I know, but I forgot.
Phoenix be playing her township video game.
I like that game. Shut up.
All right. That is... That's like the number one game to Phoenix Kalita.
I do like it.
All right. So, I don't really know how everyone else is covering this so far. I've only seen, like, a few tweets from people that have that fancy blue check that means they're better than us.
Yes.
And they're really just on the flat out. They're just like, what? Want to go bash a black guy? But I think there's a lot more in this little 2 minutes and 15 seconds going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, the white people are already saying he's not racist. Yeah. Yeah. I actually just tweeted someone a minute ago who said that. Hold on, let me get this black podcast hashtag in my tweet. Jesus, well,
not Beth Lynch.
No, not
that's the thing. It's which white people.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, our white people are better than yours.
Yes, they are.
All right, so let's... I'm going to go ahead and get this started up here. And it was an interview that... this Liam Neeson individual did with the independent.co.uk. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure about covering it, but it had audio, and some folks may know that that kind of matters. Yeah. Here we go.
I'll tell you a story. This is true. I'm not going to use any names, but I was away and I came back and she told me she had been raped. But she handled the situation of the rape in the most extraordinary way. But my immediate reaction was...
See, now, there's... What's the vagueness there? She handled the situation of the rape in the most extraordinary way. What is he talking about?
Maybe she just went to therapy or something, or didn't seem emotionally... maybe, I don't know, she didn't seem like traumatized, or she had a support system, I don't know, I'm guessing, I don't know.
Yeah, or did she fight him off, who knows, but yeah, there's like missing detail there, like handled it in the most extraordinary way, and there's a Theo Loco, that's the homie with the lawns.
Yes.
Yes, Lawn Care Theo, Lawns for Less, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Do 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 do. All right, let's get back to it.
I asked, did she know who it was? No. What color were they? She said it was a black person.
That was a fast one to go to.
Like, what? Why is that relevant to the story at all? Well, we know why, but it's like,
white patriarchy. Yeah, because if it was a white man, then it's like, all right, I think we can let the courts handle this.
Right. We I'm have sure there'll our be a thorough police investigation.
And if you really are a friend or a family member, it's like, hey, you know, I might fist fight him after a couple of brewskis,
mm-hmm.
you know. But according to this narrative, and let's not forget Emmett Till exists, but fucking according to this narrative, this story he's telling that may or may not be true, this is what he wants to put out there.
I have an up and down areas with a kosh.
All right, now, he said he went up and down areas with a kosh, COSH. And I went and looked up images of that, and he essentially had a police baton. He quite literally had what I first learned at 5 years old was a nigger beater.
Well, that's what he intended to do with it. That's why it's called that.
And keep in mind, he already had it. He didn't say I went out and bought a kosh.
Mm-hmm.
That's because it's the kind of thing I keep around the house. You know, you keep your random nigger beaters.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a different kind of guy. He was in Ireland during the Troubles, which was a white-on-white crime.
Hoping I'd be approached by somebody. I'm ashamed to say that. And I did it for maybe a week, hoping something. Black would come out of a pub.
Why did they edit out the word bastard?
Yeah.
All right, that's a really bad word.
It is a very bad word.
independent.co.uk.
I still can't get over the fact that, didn't he say this happened to her while she was abroad? So there's like not even a remote fucking possibility that whoever he was trying to kill was the right person.
Apparently all niggers are the same nigger. Just get one.
Just get one. It's all the same thing. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
That's interesting. Yeah, you point out that. I probably would have missed that detail.
I think that's what he said at the beginning, right?
Yeah, I said she was abroad. Yeah, we can run it back. Yeah. It's our program.
Yeah, fuck it.
She had been raped. But I was away and I came back. This is true. I'm not going to use any names, but I was away and I came back. And she told me she had been raped.
Oh, he said I was away. Oh, okay. Okay, so she wasn't abroad. But he still wasn't looking for anyone specific.
No, just any random black person in any random pub. Might be the right person, might not be. And then I also wonder, too, what if it had been a black woman that had come out? He probably would have beat her ass, too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you've seen cop videos.
Ugh.
Yeah. All right, let's see. We were at 53 seconds when we left off. I'll put it at 50.
Black would come out of a pub and have a go at me about something, you know, so that I could kill him. And it took me a week, maybe a week and a half to kind of go over that.
So for a week and a half, this was basically George Zimmerman with a stick.
Yep.
Just walking around. I like the fact that he's like trying to make himself a potential victim defending himself, just waiting for a black bastard to come up to me.
Well, I mean, isn't that the whole point of the stand your ground laws? I mean, really? Like, come on.
Yeah, let's see. It keeps going.
She says to me, where are you going? I said, I'm just going out for a walk, you know. What's wrong? Nothing's wrong. It was horrible. Horrible when I think back that I did that, and I've never admitted that to it. I'm saying it to a journalist, God forbid.
Holy
and that was his co-host of the movie that they were doing this interview for. It was like, holy shit, like the fuck did I just get myself into?
Yeah, he should get on that Obama shit. I repudiate. I don't know that nigga. Ain't never seen that nigga. He's a black bastard, far as I'm concerned. Shit. Uh-huh.
It's awful. But I did learn a lesson from it when I eventually thought, what the are you doing, you know? And I come from a society. I grew up in Northern Ireland in the Troubles, and I knew a couple of guys that died on hunger strike, and I had acquaintances were very caught up in the Troubles.
So Jessica May in the comments section said, I love how he's talking about this like he's the character from Taken.
Right.
Which I've never seen those films, but I get the gist of it.
Yeah.
It's sort of like Becky Lives Matter fantasy.
His daughter gets kidnapped by sex traffickers when she goes on vacation in Europe. And he's like some former CIA whatever, so he has the Jason Bourne, James Bond skill set built in, so he just tracks him down and, like, takes out, like, 500, like, sex traffickers that, you know, every fucking trafficking fantasy is based on.
Oh, yeah, flabby, like, old Irish guys running around kicking ass, huh?
Yeah, well, like,
this is so fucking believable.
Well, like, I think they were, like, Russians or Croatians or something that were trafficking white girls in France. And then, like, in the end, his daughter gets sold to, like, some fucking, like, Saudi Arabian prince. And he has to, like, kill him on a yacht and shit. And, like, they paid, like, $2 million for her because she was, like, a white American and she was a virgin. And it was, like, all very, like, okay.
Super Mario fantasy bullshit. That's what white men think rape culture is.
Right.
Is killing brown men to save white girls.
Right. Yeah, it was ridiculous. It was a little ridiculous in a lot of places with that plot. It was something.
He's not fucking believable. Like, just the person playing the character, I don't fucking buy it.
There was a torture scene that was believable, where he tortured someone.
Yeah.
Because he looked very, like, and now I can see why, but he seems, like, very chill about it. Because he has, like, the guy tied up, and he's, like, trying to, I don't know, like, electrocuting or some shit, and he's like, you know, this isn't, like, back in the 90s when I was in whatever fucking war zone in the electric kept going off. This is so much easier. And I was like, oh, it was kind of creepy.
Hmm.
But, I mean, yeah, the rest of it was just... And then, like, the wildest thing... I know I'm, like, tangenting about the movie now, but the thing that always bugged me with that movie is, like, there's, like, 10 million trafficked white 18-year-olds in here. He only saved his daughter. Like, he's literally busting into places, killing everybody, and just leaving the girls there.
That's that male feminism. She's someone's daughter. But if I don't know whose daughter, does it really matter?
Does it really matter? Like, he only saved one girl, and that's because she was wearing his daughter's coat, and he's like, who gave you this coat? Like, he only did it so he could find his daughter?
So it was an exchange.
Yes, it was.
The free market is strong. Yes, it was. Jesus Christ. Yeah, that sounds like a shit movie. Won't be wild. I'm just going to watch Panther again and laugh my ass off at the fucking Killmonger and T'Challa fight scene. I love that shit. That is this your king shit cracks me to fuck up every... And then when the dude says, it was my fault, well, then I'll kill you too. That scene is hilarious. And I wonder if it's because this Michael B. Jordan is really not that good of an actor, and I think that makes it funnier to me. His lines are a little clumsy.
I don't know what it is. Yeah, I liked him in Creed, though.
Creed?
Yeah.
What in the tangent? We've gone way off of it.
We have. So anyways, on Twitter...
Oh, people are talking about on Twitter, the Liam Neeson.
Those who are convinced Liam Neeson is suddenly some sort of white supremacist are worse than Nazis. These are the people who can't see past the nose on their face and aren't willing to continue reading past a passage that shocks them. These people are the face of ignorance. Glancing over the fact that he and his PR company clearly used the opportunity to stir controversy to promote a film, the idea of revenge for a loved one taking precedence over common sense and decency isn't new. That's not revenge! If you're just going out and killing a random person because they may have been of the same race of, you know, as someone else who attacked someone you know, that's not revenge! That's
random
a fucking hate crime!
Black bastard.
And also, you're worse than Nazis if you're mad about this. Really?
Right, that's
Nazis?
That's like the motherfucker that on the Twitter, because I was on lunch break and I looked on the Twitter and saw Phoenix Kalita beefing with Deborah Messing directly. And I'm looking further down thread and some cat said, I hate Bernie Bulls are worse than Trumpies.
Right.
And I just posted a GIF of the Trump person driving their car into a crowd of people in Charlottesville. And no comment. That was just my response, was that GIF image. All right. So I think that's about all we have on the Liam Neeson. Yeah, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, folks. So for the people tuned in live, you see what I'm about to do now is I'm going to hit stop here on the YouTube. Get out of there. All right. And then I just need to rename that YouTube file. Rename.
What?
Excuse. And we're just going to call that file Liam Neeson so it can be uploaded individually. Liam, Neesson. Okay.